We relive the dramatic Seattle Seahawks victory over the Green Bay Packers in the NFC Championship game on the program today, and you'll hear that next on the Aftergram.
It's time now for the Aftergram.
Welcome to the Aftergram. I am Brandon Molesky, Tenneby, interim producer of the Comman program, and another great show today on this Thursday, November 15th of 2018. And in five questions today, we unveiled a new type of question, or should I say 10 questions. Common came up with a game called Yes or No. I ask him 10 questions. He can only answer yes or no, except for one of the 10 questions he can hit his bell to give himself permission to explain his answer. So we had some fun today. Hopefully the listeners did as well. Here is Yes or No.
It's time now for...
You ready for yes or no?
Sure. Oh, it's yes or no.
This is your idea.
Oh, yeah, this is my idea. Okay, sure.
So maybe you can explain it so I don't screw it up. I'm going to give you 10 questions. You have to answer either yes or no.
Okay.
And there's only one that you can use for an explanation. So you need the bell for it. Is that how you were saying it? It's played?
Yes, I think something like that, yeah.
Okay.
I don't even remember this. No, I do. Yeah, let's try it.
We'll try it, and then after you find out how bad my questions are, Larry Mondello guy can write them in the future.
Okay, perfect.
Time for yes or no.
Okay.
Question number one. Do you think you're the most talented on-air talent at KFAN?
Yes. Wait, hold on. Can I add this? Because that's more than a yes.
Yeah, that is more than a yes.
But I would say yes.
Question number two. Are you selfish?
No.
Question number three. Have you ever been skinny dipping? What happened to my music? Oh, there we go.
Yes.
Question number...
Do you want to know her name? Oh, I can't say anything. I can't answer.
Question number four. Is Meat Sauce a good stand-up comedian?
Where's the bell? I think this is the one. Sort of, kind of. He can help fill a room.
It's pretty risky to use your bell early.
I know, but...
Especially because I intentionally put a question in later that you're going to want the bell on.
No.
Yeah. And you have to answer yes or no.
No!
Question number five. Do you ever talk to yourself in the mirror?
Yes. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the most talented at KFAN on the wall?
You might want the bell on this one, too. Question number six. Is Greg Swedberg a better boss than Chad Abbott?
Yes. With a bullet.
Question number seven. Do you like baby brother Peter better than Deuce?
I have laryngitis. I can't say either one. That's not fair.
I'll give you a special bell on that one.
Well, no, I like them both equally.
I know, but the point of the game is you have to answer
right,
yes or no.
No, I don't like them better.
No. Okay.
No.
Good save there. Question number eight. Have you ever had a dream about a female coworker?
You want to know her name?
Just yes or no will suffice. Question number nine.
These are good questions.
Would you choose losing your sex organs forever over gaining 200 pounds?
Yes.
Question number 10. Do we have a competent sales department at KFAN?
Yes. Is that it?
As I teased earlier in this podcast, tonight... The Seattle Seahawks host the Green Bay Packers, which made Common and I think of or bring back memories of when the Seahawks defeated the Packers in the NFC Championship game, coming back a couple scores late in the game, then they win in overtime, and boy, was that game delicious. So we thought we would relive that game in montage form.
spot is a fake. John Ryan around the far side. He's going to throw. He's got a man in the end zone. It is a touchdown. Seahawks, are you kidding me? Gary Gilliam, a former tight end, now a tackle. His first touchdown as a pro. And what a time to pull a fake punt out of the bag. John Ryan with a touchdown reception. Holy smoke. 2:19 to play in the game. Trailing by 12. They need a score absolutely here. Slot to the far side. The play fake. Wilson's going to step in untouched. Touchdown, Seahawks. On the read, keep to the left side. Packers couldn't even get down into their stance. Seahawks draw to within six, 19-13.
Silence you hear is Lambeau Field.
We both are so excited because we're reunited.
There it is. Bounces high. Seattle has a chance. It's bouncing around. The Seahawks got it. The Seahawks have it in midfield. They got it. Coming out of the pile with it is Chris Matthews, the big youngster who played in Canada. Signed here. He's been worth the price of admission on that play. Seattle still has life with 2:07 to play. Russell out of the shotgun. Two receivers near side. Marshawn gets it. He breaks 3:20. 10. 5. Are you kidding me? Touchdown, Seahawks. 1:25 left on the clock. Marshawn Lynch, the crowd goes nuts. A 24-yard touchdown run.
I think now you go for two.
Missed your kiss.
Silence you hear is Lambeau Field.
And sugar, this one is it. We both are so excited because we're reunited. Hey, hey.
Here's Russell out of the shotgun. Three receivers far side. Russell's going to roll right. He looks, man in his face. Still looking. Going to throw it up in the back of the end zone. He looks for help. There's Luke Wilson. He makes the catch for the two-point conversion. And now the Seahawks lead 22-19. A three-point lead. Oh, my word. Can you say comeback? What a comeback, and now it's going to fall on the shoulders of the defense. First and 10 at the Green Bay 35. Russell out of the shotgun. They tilted the field back in the Seahawks' favor. Lynch in the backfield in a pistol formation. Wide receivers to either side. Russell takes the snap, drops back. He's going to throw down the middle. He's got a man. The ball is caught.
Game over, baby.
Touchdown. The game is over. The Seahawks are going back to the Super Bowl in Glendale.
It's even better today than it was all those years ago. 4 years ago.
It is cursed. 35 yards. A long game for Jermaine.
I can't tell you.
And he makes the game-winning reception in the end zone. They are going nuts at CenturyLink.
It was, if I tried to cobble together all my favorite sports moments, that, by the way, is the greatest game in Minnesota Vikings history.
All right, that's it for the Aftergrum. We'll be back on FM 100.3 KFN tomorrow at noon. Lil B will join at 1:15 for two segments like she always does. So hopefully you'll be tuning in and then potentially an Aftergrum after the show. Thank you so much for listening to the Aftergrum.